Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of September 12th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This is our special PAX edition of the podcast, the first of many, in fact, since we gathered quite a few interviews and additional audio from the con. Some long, some short. We'll be wading through them a few at a time over the next several weeks.
But first,
this week's releases:
Halo Reach for Xbox 360,
PlayStation Move for PS3,
Legend of the Guardians: The Owls of Ga'ul for Nintendo DS, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii,
and Lord of the Rings: Aragorn's Quest for DS, PS2, and PSP.
This is the latest game release information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday, September 13th.
Last week's releases:
Spider-Man: Shattered Dimensions for DS, PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
Hawks 2 and Ruse for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Kingdom Hearts: Birth by Sleep for PSP.
Professor Layton and the Unwound Future for DS.
And for iPhone and iPad, there's the free Epic Citadel, Grand Theft Auto: Chinatown Wars HD, Lamp of Aladdin, Mirror's Edge for iPhone, and Puzzle Agent.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our September 6th roundup on the site. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you normally have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we're giving away some great treats we picked up at PAX Prime last weekend. There's the epic PAX Prime 2010 swag bag with Little Big Planet Sackboy doll, full Guitar Hero Van Halen game for Xbox 360, Portal 2 and Infamous 2 t-shirts, Dragon Age 2 inflatable sword, Dead Rising 2 Chuck bobblehead, Insomniac Games yo-yo, and more. Much more. A ridiculous amount of very cool stuff you can pore over on our site and Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page photo gallery.
We also have the Halo Reach Short But Sweet Pack, which is a shiny Reach poster signed by Bungie and a code for the much-coveted Noble 6 Avatar helmet. We'll have more of these codes to give away next week in an instant win, so watch the site.
Get up to four chances to win one or both of these prize packs by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, September 15th.
Last week's winners:
Aaron G. nabbed Quake 4 for Xbox 360.
Tujip took Fracture for PS3.
And Dead Body Man 11 won Samba de Amiga for Wii.
Instant wins.
We have a number of LEGO Universe closed beta keys. The first 5 to post a message asking for one on the entry announcing this week's podcast will get in. We spoke with a member of the LEGO Universe team at PAX, and we expect to include that interview in next week's podcast. Apple launched Game Center, its multiplayer gaming, leaderboards, and achievement system that bears a passing resemblance to Xbox Live. It's only available on the iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, and second-gen or better iPod Touch. That's right, no love for the iPhone 3G. But you'll still want to install the new firmware because it greatly improves performance over the earlier version 4 system updates.
If you don't have a Game Center-compatible device but want to reserve your username for when you do, see if you can borrow a buddy's iPhone. Sign them out and then create or plug in your own Apple ID, select your nickname, and then verify it with the email Apple sends you. Be sure to sign back out so your friend doesn't earn achievements on your account.
The big news at PAX was Duke Nukem Forever, now being completed by Gearbox, the makers of Borderlands. The game was playable in their enclosed booth, but the line stretched out 2 to 5 hours. We just couldn't spare the time away from all the other attractions. So, it's still mythical as far as we're concerned. But I did talk to someone who did play it. He claimed it was a very real first-person shooter in the style of the original Duke Nukem, but with a modern gaming engine. After 13-plus years of waiting, we'll believe it when we can actually see it.
Comment of the week: Razor Ace 1 wrote about our first day of PAX coverage.
Is it April 1st again already? Hard to believe Duke Nukem Forever is still around. But just like Too Human, if they finally release the game, I will get it, just based on their perseverance alone. But can it flourish in a world of Halo, Gears of War, and Resistance?
Time will tell. But we want to see it with our own eyes before we pass judgment.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
We attended our 7th Penny Arcade Expo, and it was completely overwhelming. We constantly had to evaluate our choices to take in as much as we could, and we still missed more than half of it. It's just that big now. There was a time when we could walk in late to every panel we wanted, but now you have to line up 1 to 2 hours early for the popular ones, even if they fill a symphony hall.
Over the 3 days of the show, we gathered a number of interviews that we'll share over the next several weeks. Let's start things off where we did on day one, our first ever tweet up. We met Invader Sill and his son, Lucas, and the irrepressible Ballad Girl 1 for a little pre-show breakfast. And then we headed over to the panel on Rock Band 3. Apologies in advance for the cell phone interference on some of the audio. We also had to bleep the language. One of the panel members has quite the mouth on him.
First up, you're probably wondering how all of that DLC you've bought will work with the new game.
We have the technology to update older songs with downloadable content for keyboards and Pro Guitar and Pro Bass, maybe even harmonies. Two things. One, keep in mind, especially any of you who are familiar with the Rock Band Network, there are no keyboard audio streams in those old songs. There's like actual substantial changes. So if you miss a note in the keyboard goes away, which is something we think is really important to gameplay. And it's a lot of work. So when you're like, why doesn't it all work on day one? You guys are lazy. Harmonics, stupid. 2,000 songs that don't work. That's not a reasonable thing to say to me, and I will not respect it. We've asked people to go on to rockband.com and sort of give us some information on the forums, what they'd like to see updated with keyboards. Have there some standout songs that I think we could all like guess what people are really excited about? Probably Journey. Don't stop believing.
We also got some insight into how the Pro Guitar works. Both the Mustang, with its hundreds of plastic buttons, which ships at or near the game's launch, and the fully stringed Fender Squire, which may slip to 2011 and works only with Pro Mode-enabled tracks.
The sort of 20-second summary of all of that is that this track shows the strings on the actual guitar from low E to high E, so biggest string on the left. Notes will come down each string, which tells you you have to play on that string, and they'll have a number inside it, which tells you the fret you have to play. And then for chords, we didn't want to show like six numbers coming down the track, because that was insane. So we made up a chord language that essentially shows where you should put your fingers. The shape of the gem is basically showing what your fingers look like. So if you hold a power chord, it's going to look like a hill. You can't play the five-lane guitar on the Squire Strat, like the real one, just because of the way it's built. It's like not something you can really pick up with the way we do that hardware.
We also got the news that a Rock Band 2 track export will be offered. It will cost money and sounds like it won't include 100% of the songs.
Yes, we'll be exporting tracks from Rock Band 2. It'll be very similar to what we did with Rock Band 1. We'll be announcing exactly what's coming over. You know that we had like two or three songs to make it over last time, so they'll be announcing exactly what's coming over. Hopefully it'll be the overwhelming majority, and the pricing and date and stuff will be coming in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Finally, Harmonix revealed the game's killer achievement.
And then we have this last one, which is the ultimate sort of you to anyone who thought the bladder of steel was easy. It's called Obsessive Compulsive. I'm only going to read the text because there's lots of ways you could read into it. The text for the description is, hit every note in Rock Band 3.
Boom. Good luck. See you in a month.
In past years, the Harmonix booth has been a don't-miss attraction, but not so this year. We blew our one-time media early admission waiting for them to finish setting up instead of seeing Duke Nukem Forever. I stuck it out so I could try the keyboard. The Pro Guitar was off limits. The Keytar, it turns out, is harder than it looks, in part because you don't have the same tactile markers on the buttons to get the feel for finger position. I missed a lot of notes. That said, I did have fun, and I believe the game will be worth picking up eventually.
Our other big thrill-slash-disappointment was the Portal 2 co-op demo. The disappointment is because we thought we were going to get to play, but only one volunteer per group got to try it while the rest of us watched with growing envy.
These next tests require cooperation. Consequently, they have never been solved by a human. That's where you come in. You don't know pride. You don't know fear. You don't know anything. You'll be perfect.
When Portal came out, what we found was a lot of people told us that it kind of already was a co-op game for them. When they played the game, they would sit down with their sister, with their girlfriend, with their parents, even their kids sometimes, and they would play the game together. And so what we wanted to do for Portal 2, really as a goal, was to put a controller into that other player's hand and really let them have a good two-player cooperative experience with Portals.
Hello, and again, welcome to the Aperture Science Computer-Aided Enrichment Center. Today, you will be testing with a partner. Please wave to your partner. Good. The upcoming tests require you to work together as a team.
Okay, so to get started, Lindsay, why don't we have you run over there and grab your portal gun?
Orange is first to acquire a portal device. Blue now has a portal device. Finally.
So this portal gun works the same way it did in the original portal. You can place two portals and walk through them. So Lindsay, if you can go ahead and actually place one of your portals on that wall right in front of you. So if you look kind of up and to your left, there you go. And just put your other portal there, you can walk through. So communication is a huge part of Portal 2 when you're trying to solve puzzles with your partner. And so as you can see, it can be kind of difficult to very precisely say what you want them to do. So to help solve that, we created the ping tool.
Your ping tool is available for communicating specific locations to your partner.
So here you can see Gautam's actually placing markers in the world to help Lindsay figure out where he wants her to put her portals. So if you put your portals on those markers, perfect. And now Gautam can walk through your portals. So if we head into this next area to the left, Lindsay, if you want to click down on your right stick, perfect. So you can put your ping tool down and let Gautam know. Alright, that's our first puzzle.
Excellent. Although great science is always the result of collaboration, keep in mind that, like Albert Einstein and his cousin Terry, history will only remember one of you.
So to give you guys an idea of kind of what you're seeing today, the co-op experience in Portal 2 is about double the length of the first game, and then single player is also about double the length, so there's a lot more content this time around. A new mechanic that we haven't shown anyone before, that we're showing for the first time here, is what we call the hard light bridge. So just ahead of you, you can see that there's kind of this projected bridge, and you can see that there's a little bit of movement to it. So if Gautam places his portal at the end of that bridge, and places his other portal just up above, that bridge is actually going to travel through the portals and be re-projected through it. So now we can use this as a tool to get over this deadly chasm of goo. So if you guys want to jump up now, perfect. Head on through. Now, as I mentioned, the goo is very deadly, so as you jump down, be very careful. So, on Lindsay's screen, you can see that what we want to do is basically go down that hallway and then take a left. And so what Gautam's going to do is he's going to move the bridge that they used to get here to kind of get this ball rolling. So, Gautam, if you could place the portal. Perfect. So, Lindsay, if you want to jump out there very carefully, we'll kind of walk down there a little ways. Now, if Gautam were to replace his bridge again, what would happen is that the bridge underneath the two of them would be moved, and so they would both fall into slime. So we don't want to do that. So instead, let's have Lindsay use her portals to reproject this bridge a second time. Oh, no! That is not a problem. So the nice thing about what we've done with co-op is that you can see that Lindsay's died, but if you just run right back through that portal, Gautam is still where he was, kind of waiting to progress. So we don't penalize you for that sort of death.
The game does look awesome and will on no doubt be a day one purchase for us when it releases in 2011.
We also tried Fallout New Vegas, which seems to be Fallout 3 with a Western theme.
Some nice cowboy touches. Oh, I just died. I came, I saw, I turned to Mabel.
So, ordinarily if you don't shoot him, he ends up being kind of a friend of yours.
Okay.
You get on your team.
She plays bad. She likes to take out everybody in the game.
When we fast travel, they're using a roulette wheel to show the load. It's actually loading a lot faster than Fallout 3 did. It's still taking a bit of time, but it's not as bad.
We mostly wandered around shooting things, and I even found an old broken down roller coaster track, which looked like it might be fun to explore. Alas, I ran out of time. The game looks good and we're definitely still going to get it, but PAX isn't as much fun when you're not discovering new things, and this felt a little old hat.
Its neighbor in the Bethesda booth, Hunted, The Demon's Forge, had smaller lines but was a lot more fun to discover. It's a two-player co-op fantasy action game that almost had us until we learned there's no split-screen mode. Is it that hard to make good co-op games we can enjoy on the same sofa and without the $120 price tag to play together?
A much more humble game knocked us out and earned our Best Surprise of PAX 2010 award. It's called Rascals. That's R-A Skulls, like the bones in your head. It's an action puzzle platformer with a wide variety of challenges and modes, including up to 4-player split-screen co-op and competitive.
It's multiplayer competition, so you're each doing the same thing on either side. And the first game that I played was a puzzle to get down where you had to break different rocks and try to get down without getting hit. And there were random gifts that would show up that you could try and run over. There were bubbles that you could get that appear to give you points so you can kind of float down. Great music, very action-oriented. moved really fast, but was not too short a game. I'd say I probably played for about 2.5-3 minutes.
Controls are fairly straightforward and simple.
It was very intuitive. I just picked it right up and didn't have to look.
So it's a puzzle platformer.
With the little racing component. So in the story mode, with some of the maps, you actually, they are true puzzles where you have to eliminate certain blocks so that other blocks don't fall down and explode if they're like bomb blocks and stuff like that.
What's the deal with those blue zones? Are those kind of like pull you up?
It's water, and so it allows you to actually swim all the way up.
I see.
Usually you can just jump, and then you have a turbo here, and you can break the blocks a lot faster too. So every time you break a block, you get these little bubbles, and that's what increases your gauge over here on the left.
So are the characters that just joined you, are they playing co-op or are they a competitor?
They're just AI right now. But you do have the capability of doing four-player local co-op or four-player online co-op. So this is kind of a time trial to get through it as fast as you can, but also without running out of your turbo there. There's quite a few levels in the story mode. Each world probably has a good 20 to 30 levels that you have to complete.
The name of the game is Rascals, R-A-S-K-U-L-L-S, and it's on Xbox Live Arcade.
I actually won a competitive round of Rascals, my first ever PAX victory, which earned me a t-shirt prize. I only won by a hair, and it was because I listened to the directions about power-ups, which I used to catch up and then boost across the finish line. We didn't record any audio of this round, so you'll have to imagine the triumphant cheer and mass applause from adoring fans that resounded through the vast PAX exhibition hall. Or maybe that was just in my head.
I totally said yay. We'll have more PAX in future podcasts, including interviews for LEGO Universe, Comic Jumper, Epic Mickey, and Puzzle Agent, and more game details and impressions.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
I am totally digging Dead Rising Case Zero. I've got Chuck leveled up all the way to 5, so now I'm actually thinking about saving my little girl, who, well, let's just say it didn't end too well for her the first 2 or 3 times I went through. But, you know, Daddy had a lot to do and a lot of zombies to kill. There's some wonderful touches in the game. Be sure you get your hands on a kitchen knife and see if you can spot the movie reference when you use it. And good news for those of you who like to use a gun, they have definitely improved the shooting in this round. Although me, I'm still looking for my katana.
Well, I finished Dead Rising 2 Case Zero in a single game day, on the first try, thanks to careful use of save slots. That is to say, I explored and reloaded once I knew where things were, so I'd have time to complete the key tasks before the deadline. I still have a few achievements to unlock and 1 to 2 levels to gain before Dead Rising 2 comes out. I did enjoy this much more than the original Dead Rising, which you may recall I've criticized for its not being very busy gamer-friendly, but I still resent a time game that expects you to fail and restart to succeed. And the load times were horrendous. But for $5, it's worth a playthrough. And rolling a big card over masses of respawning zombies somehow doesn't get old. Oh, and the broadsword is great.
Show off.
But you have to talk to people and not kill them in order to find out how to get to it.
DLC highlights.
New on WiiWare is Fenimore Fillmore, the Westerner. Virtual Console has Samurai Showdown 3. For DSi, you can get Music On Acoustic Guitar, My Exotic Farm, and Simply Mahjong.
The PlayStation 3 store has Terover, the Pixel Junk 3-in-1 bundle with Pixel Junk Eden, Pixel Junk Monsters, and Pixel Junk Racers Second Lap, and demos for the Isles of Go'ul, Quantum Theory, and Samurai Heroes.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 have DLC for Dragon Age Origins, Mafia 2, and Transformers War for Cybertron. Xbox 360 Marketplace also launched the first console version of Plants vs. Zombies, Dance, It's Your Stage, Mass Effect 2, Lair of the Shadow Broker, and demos for DJ Hero and Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to rate an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win one of our epic PAX prize packs.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/WAGpodcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
This is not a competition. Still, if it were, Orange would be winning. It's not, though.